From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado is known for its iconic 14,000-foot peaks, more commonly known as 14ers. Despite their majestic appearance, these high peaks have a fragile ecosystem, and it takes a considerable amount of effort to keep them in good condition. Before the season ended, 91.5 KRCC's Dana Cronin looked into the world of 14er maintenance and has this report.
That's the sound of a 600-pound rock being put into place as a single step in a staircase leading up to the summit of Mount Columbia. Eli Allen stands at an altitude of almost 13,000 feet, working to position the rock perfectly.
And then I can push this rock further this way, and it will sit flat instead of at a slant. But I've been trying to get this rock out for quite a while, and it's proving really difficult.
Further along the trail, Meg Reeves pushes rocks down a steep slope for use in constructing a wall.
We have to find rocks that we think might work, and then we have to make them fit into where we need them to be.
Allen and Reeves are crew leaders for the Colorado 14ers Initiative, or CFI, a nonprofit founded 22 years ago to help protect and preserve Colorado's high peaks. Lloyd Athern is the organization's executive director.
Working on 14ers is much like a bumper sticker I once saw from an outdoor company where it said, my best vacation is your worst nightmare.
Maintenance crews often wake up around 3 a.m. and hike to their work sites to avoid late afternoon thunderstorms. They work 8-hour days at high altitudes and with heavy equipment. The goal, Athern says, is to build trails that will encourage recreation but also help protect the ecosystem.
If people step on the plants, it can kind of crush their cells. And with some plants, stepping on them as few as 5 to 10 times can kill a plant.
Another organization working to maintain Colorado's 14ers is the Rocky Mountain Field Institute, or RIMFI. The group does maintenance in the Sangre de Cristo Range as well as on Pikes Peak. Jennifer Peterson is the executive director of RIMFI and says their goal is to build sustainable, long-lasting trails.
In 100 years, that trail will still be there. Drainage impacts, environmental impacts will be minimized. The tundra will be protected, and that's what we want.
And she says they certainly have their work cut out for them.
It's hard work. It's slow work. It's expensive work. And there's just truly RIMFI and CFI and the state that are sort of leading the charge on these 14er projects.
I am the peak manager, which I actually prefer to call myself the 14ers program manager, because peak manager, no one knows what that means. And I am 53.
That's Loretta McElhenney. She's with the USDA Forest Service and coordinates with CFI and RIMFI. Her job is to design summit trails and provide the instructions to construction crews for all 14,000-foot peaks in Colorado, about 54 in all. Aside from her seasonal assistant, she's essentially a one-woman show. We met on Mount Elbert because McElhenney says she thinks the most clearly as she hikes. She says the job is time-intensive, but that's fine by her.
I have great passion for this work, and I don't mind putting in the time. Look where I get to be. This is the view from my office. My lunchroom is pretty nice, too.
McElhenney calls the alpine tundra, that's the space above timberline, a magical place. But, she says, it's difficult to balance her love for the delicate environment and her support for public recreation.
If we had all the money in the world and we could harden these routes up the 14er to withstand more and more and more people, it may not break my heart as much to see, because we wouldn't see the resource damage.
However, McElhenney says that's just not the case. Work on any single 14er can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, with money coming from grants and other donations. CFI's Athern says the agency's budget this year was around $1.1 million to pay about 23 salaries and provide amenities for crews up on the peaks. Despite the cost, Athern doesn't really see an end to the need for 14er maintenance.
We will always be doing 14er stuff until people stop climbing 14ers, which I'm guessing, based on past trends, is not going to end anytime soon.
CFI recently put out a report showing last year there were 260,000 individual hikes taken up the state's 14ers. And after two decades of work, Athern says CFI is only about two-thirds of the way to ensuring every 14er has a sustainable route to the top. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Dana Cronin.